last night you're speaking to the converted. Everybody there knows the issue. Everybody there has their own issues. We had the Cancer Society, we had Diabetes Society, we had Autism, we had Sinead from Enough is Enough. Unfortunately, that is the case that you're preaching to the choir there. Everybody's singing from the same hymn sheet and everybody wants change. It's the people that are sitting at home. That's people I'm asking for now. I'm asking for them to ask people that they see on the streets, ask people, family members that they know that have somebody that's ill or has somebody with a disability. And whenever there is something that can be done, if they are speaking to councillor or TD, ask them to change it. You know, we can only do so much. And then, unfortunately, then whenever you're talking to the powers that be, sometimes they go, oh, sure, that's an emotional parent. You know, and I am. I'm not going to deny that. And I'm not going to make apologies for that. But there's a whole lot of emotional parents that can't speak out. And there's a whole lot of emotional parents that can't come out to protest because their children are severely ill. And there, some of them are watching their child pass away. And they have no services. They have no supports. They're coping. They're just about coping. And those that have children that passed away, they're broke. You know, we have broken families, we have broken parents.
But from the point of view of parents and those who get involved in campaigns, as you say, you are an emotional parent and you have become involved in a campaign. It isn't every parent becomes the chairperson of the Donegal ETB. I mean, you went on a journey yourself. Did you have any conception of where that journey would end?
No, and I still don't, to be honest. I'm just, and my husband asks me that all the time. I do what I can when I can for those that can't, if that makes any sense. There will be a point in time where I won't be able to do it. And that's why it's very important for the community to stand up and stand strong. Today in Aranmore, there's a whole event, a walk of remembrance, and they do that every year. And it's a lovely emotional event to be a part of, and they actually fundraise then for charities that don't get a shout out. They're giving it to Our Children's Voices, one of the charities this year. But that's where communities stand together and spread the word. Now, there is going to come a point in everybody's life where they have to kind of stand back. The reason I got involved in so much is people that know me know Christopher has Down syndrome, and he wasn't entitled to educational supports in school. Anger is the thing, and that's in the breed of us Kurds. And I went to a solicitor and asked if we could take legal action because it was obvious he had a disability and would need educational supports. And then that brought me into the educational sector. And as things progress, you meet other people and different opportunities arise. If I can take up the opportunity, I do. The amount of people that I meet on the road, the amount of amazing people I meet is shocking, and people that are doing so much that nobody ever hears about or nobody ever sees, or, you know, it's amazing what good people are out there, and it's amazing how many families are struggling, not only with children, there's carers out there, there's adults with disabilities who are left and ignored by state, and they have nobody, and their parents are trying to cope with them. You just see so much when you're in here, when you're in this world. And I get phone calls from parents, and I've like a 17-year-old man with an intellectual disability who drop out from school, decides I'm not doing school, as many 17-year-olds do. There's nobody there to help him. There's no services. There's nobody to reach out to say, what can we do? That person's 21 now with depression. The families are really trying to do what they can. But unless there's somebody on the other side of it, like the HSE and with the doctors and that are supposed to be the voice for our children who don't have one, then as many people that can stand up and be their voice should be. And I'm lucky right now I can, but as I say, my life could change next week and I'll not be able to.